And now we continue our conversation on the growth in the number of Latinos infected with HIV/AIDS. We wanted to take a closer look at how people infected with HIV are dealing with it. Joining us now is Alex Gudino. He's an enrollment coordinator at the Resource Center of Dallas, a nonprofit organization serving HIV/AIDS affected communities. He's been HIV positive for 16 years. Also with us is Dennis De Leon, president of the Latino Commission on AIDS. He's been HIV positive for 20 years. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here.
All right. Well, Alex, I understand that, as I mentioned, you've been living with your partner for 20 years. Both of you are HIV positive. How did you find out you were infected?
Well, I had a really bad cold, and it didn't seem to go away. It just got worse and worse. And before that, I was losing a lot of weight. So I went to a doctor. Actually, my partner and I went to a doctor, and he suggested that we should get tested. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found out.
Mm-hmm. And how did your family react when you told them?
Well, I didn't tell all the members of my family at once. I told my sister because she was living with us for a while, and I didn't want to surprise her. So I just came out to her and told her that I was HIV positive, that mm-hmm. both of us were, my partner and I were HIV positive. And the rest of my family, you know, they've never asked me, so I've never told them.
They don't know.
But in case, no, I don't think they do. But if they ask me, I would tell them.
All right. Well, if they're listening, they also know, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right. Dennis, mm-hmm. Let me, Dennis De Leon, you've been battling AIDS for 20 years now, and you've been very public about it. You even wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times, and I was wondering why you decided to handle it this way.
At the time, I was director of the New York City Human Rights Commission. And that was the agency that enforced the laws against discrimination because of HIV. And so I felt I could not be quiet mm-hmm. About something so huge. And I thought that it might help some people who are coping with the stigma, the tremendous stigma that still surrounds the disease, mm-hmm. both in the Latino community and the community at large.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about the recent study that we discussed with our other guests, showing that the number of Latinos infected with HIV is on the rise. To each of you, why do you think that is? Alex, why don't we begin with you?
Well, I think it's because of a lack of information, and they're afraid of just, you know, deal with that, adding to what they're already go through. Mm-hmm. Being an immigrant here in this country is not easy, and it would just add to their problems.
So you're saying a lot of people just don't want to know?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they really don't want to know. They're not sure they're not sure how to handle it if they find out that they're positive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think that might be true of just the general population as well. But Dennis, why do you think we're seeing this recent or this increase Latinos becoming infected with HIV?
It differs per group. Like, I think for many gay men, there's a reluctance to discuss status when they have an encounter with somebody who they don't know that well. So they're reluctant to share their status for fear of rejection, because even within the gay community, you experience rejection by disclosing your HIV status. it's a shame, but that's the way it is. So there's no incentive for someone to kind of be upfront about it and say, let's use a condom, and therefore, you know, I'm more than happy to, I'm more than happy to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
For women, it's an issue of they just can't imagine they've been loyal to their spouse or partner for a long time, and in their mind they have no risk, and what they always say in our program is, I've been faithful to my partner for forever, and
mm-hmm.
how can I now have HIV? And the answer is that the partners never disclose, and so this stigma around disclosure is really fatal in some cases, and is causing, in some places, an actual increase in deaths due to HIV. Because if you don't know, by and large, you're testing extremely late in the progression of your disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you test late, you're shaving years off your life because all the good that these medicines can do you is decreased by the later you get tested.
Mm-hmm. Well, two questions from what you've talked about. When you were saying that women in particular, you know, would say, I have no idea, I'm kind of clueless about how this happened. So we have partners that aren't disclosing then that they're either intravenous drug users or that they're involved in homosexual activity.
There's a sizable, especially in the Northeast and in Puerto Rico, there's a lot of men and women who used to be or still are intravenous drug users, but it's not something like being gay that people can disclose very
mm-hmm.
very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And by not disclosing, they really further the stigma and put somebody else's life at jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we spoke with our earlier guest about some of the barriers, and you have as well, about combating AIDS and this fear of testing and stigma. You've both lived with the disease for years now, and I was wondering if both of you, did you get tested early, and then are you sort of models for early testing?
Mm. Speaking Alex, for myself. Go ahead.
Alex, yeah, why don't we begin with you?
I don't know how early it was. I came into the doctor with like 20, a T-cell count of 20.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to ask you, have to ask you both to tell me kind of quickly because we're running out of time. But go ahead.
Okay. And the viral load was shooting up the roof. So I don't know how early that was.
I
guess
see.
It was early enough because I got treatment right away, and I now I'm my T cell count is pretty high and viral load is really low, so I guess I'm doing well. I tested early.
All right. And Dennis?
Well, I tested at a time in 1988 when there were no medicines. There was no treatment, and I did it because I wanted to protect others that I might have contact with from it being infected.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Dennis De Leon is president of the Latino Commission on AIDS. He joined us from member stations WLRN in Miami. Alex Godinho is an enrollment coordinator at the Resource Center of Dallas, a nonprofit organization serving HIV/AIDS-affected communities, and he joined us from Dallas, Texas. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.